This is Len Costa with the Stuck Mike Avcast, reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. I'm here with Christian Poom of iFlightPlanner.com. Actually, Christian has a dual role. He does work for Sennheiser, but he's also working with the folks at iFlightPlanner.com. Thanks for talking to me today, Christian.
Hi, Len. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. So I first got to see the new, I mean, iFlightPlanner.com has been around for a couple of years, but you just came out with an iPad application earlier this year. I first got to use it in demonstration mode last year on Oshkosh 2011. It's now been out for maybe, what, 3 months or so?
It's been about 3 months, yes. 3 months. We launched it in January.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us, you know, how's the reception been on this application so far?
Phenomenal. That's the only thing that I can say. I mean, we've really been very, very blessed with a great reception for the app. I think one of the big surprises was the fact that we had our website up and running the whole time already, and once we launched the app, we really saw a boost in our member numbers, which shows that the iPad in itself still has the power to draw in members. Despite the fact that you have a program running in the background that already ran on the website without any problems beforehand.
Right.
You
know? Right.
It's the magic of the iPad, I guess.
Yeah. It's hot, man. Everybody wants iPad. There's a lot of cool aviation functions and features on there. So tell us a little bit about what, you know, there's some other flight planning products out there. We know 4Flight's one of them. I hate to use the word gold standard, but they are, you know, very well known, very defined.
Yeah.
This product, the iPad version of it, is sort of up and coming and new. But tell us about some of the features that, you know, and differences that you feel are not available in some of the other products on the market.
Yeah, that's a good question, because people always, of course, compare to 4Flight, since, like you said, it's the gold standard. The first thing that I can say to that is that we are actually not trying to compete with 4Flight necessarily.
Sure, right.
Because as opposed to 4Flight, we're not just an iPad application. We're what we call an integrated flight planning solution, meaning we take advantage of the web-based data entry and ease of use of web-based online type of flight planning in general. And the iPad is basically an extension of that system. We are allowing our users to sync data back and forth between the iPad and the web-based version, hence always having access no matter what device you're on. So in other words, if you're at an FBO, you have access to a computer, data entry on a computer is much, much easier. You do that, sync the data over to your iPad, and once you're done flying, you sync it right back into your account, and you have it right there in front of you. That's something that 4Flight cannot do. That's
sure.
Something that we consider one of our strongest strategic advantages compared to 4Flight.
Well, when we were talking offline, one of the things that you brought to my attention about that functionality is, say, for instance, a flight department who can go ahead and do, you know, pre-advanced flight planning for their pilots, and then the pilots can then just sync it, download it, and have that have that access. And again, that's something that's not available. How have you seen that, really, that aspect? Is that something that's been helping you grow your user base?
Yes, we've actually gotten that request, because a lot of corporate flight departments have contacted us and have asked us if it's possible to have multi-user accounts in our product. One of the big advantages of iFlight Planner is the fact that we really listen to our customers, and the program has been grown essentially from customer feedback a lot. So one of the next revisions that we're planning is, in fact, a multi-user account environment, where you have almost a dispatch-like, a professional dispatch-like operation, where a dispatcher can sit on the online web-based version of iFlight Planner and essentially create flight plans for all the user accounts associated with it and sync the data back and forth to all the pilots that have the different iPads, the different user accounts for iFlight Planner.
Okay, wonderful. And one of the other questions I wanted to ask is, I've been reading some of the reviews online, and again, a lot of people just associate comparing you to 4Flight and this functionality with, you guys have multiple levels of accounts. There's a free account, there's some different levels of paid accounts, and you know, some of the comments are based on, but I can't do any flight planning on the application. Well, that's not 100% accurate, is it?
Correct. You can plan on the application, because we support a mobile version as well. So in fact, you can go inside the application and have a mobile browser in there. So right now you can plan within the application, and we are planning for our premium version, the next release, which we are hoping to be able to launch at Oshkosh, AirVenture 2012, which will then include full flight planning capability from within our app, the whole works, rubber banding, initiating a flight plan, filing it, closing it, all within the app. It it's not what our system was originally designed for, because we do want to take advantage of the usability and just the ease of access of a computer. But we've gotten the feedback from our users that the ones that do use the iPad exclusively want to have that functionality, and we feel that it's our obligation to serve our users right and offer that functionality as well.
Okay, so if you could clarify for me, will that be something that I get to use as a free user, or is it going to be on one of the more advanced premium subscriptions?
Right now we're targeting the premium subscription with that, so our free users will still be able to sync their flights from the online version to the iPad and back. Our premium users will be able to initiate a flight plan from within the app directly.
Okay, are there multiple levels of premium access? Are there different...
Right now we have two. We have the free version and the $89.95 a year paid version as well, the premium version.
Okay, and will you tell us a little bit about what that premium version does get a user over the free version that you do allow?
Yes, essentially it includes our weight and balance calculator, which is a big safety feature that we wanted all pilots to have in our flight wizard. That is in the premium version, and an enhanced logbook. So right now we have a logbook functionality which is somewhat limited in the free version. The premium version does have a full logbook capability as well.
Wonderful. Any last words you want to tell us about the application?
The last words question, that's always a good one.
Stuff I didn't ask.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think we're just really excited to have this product out in the market. We're really excited to be partnering with Sennheiser on this as well. They've been tremendously good partners. It's easy for me to say because I do have the dual role. It's been fun working from both sides for both companies, and I think we complement each other really well.
Excellent. Wonderful. Once again, this is Len Costa reporting for Sun and Fun Radio with Christian Pohm of iFlightPlanner.com. Thanks again, Christian.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Len.
Hope that was okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.